The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative recently issued an update on its consultations with Japan over the safeguard for U.S. beef. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, President and CEO Dan Hallstrom stresses the importance of achieving adjustments to the safeguard threshold.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation is definitely appreciative of the efforts of Ambassador Tai and the whole USTR staff for prioritizing this beef safeguard issue in Japan. Whenever we exceed the threshold, we will trigger the safeguard, which in fact happened back in March of 2021. We went from a 25.8% tariff on U.S. beef into Japan, and we went up to 38.5% for 4 or 5 weeks. This may not sound real disruptive, but in fact, the timing of it is extremely disruptive. March, April is right before one of the busiest consumption times of year, the Golden Week holidays. So, of course, our concern going forward is if we can't come to an agreement, we run the threat of triggering the safeguard each and every year. As we look forward into April of 2022, we have the same issue. If we exceed this threshold, which we believe we have a very good chance of doing, we will go from the current duty level of 25% up to 30%. It goes down slightly each and every year, but nevertheless, we're still at a significant disadvantage. A couple of other issues worth noting. Japanese importers are well aware that the U.S. runs this risk of triggering a safeguard each year, whereas our primary competition around the world, Canada, New Zealand, Mexico, et cetera, that are CPTPP trading partners, they do not have any risk of triggering the safeguard. The other big competitor out there, Australia, the last few years has been running a deficit in terms of available production as they dealt with their drought issues. However, the last 2 years they've been getting rain. They've been holding cattle. At some point, these cattle are going to start coming to market, and we will see bigger production levels available out of Australia for Japan. There's a lot of reasons we really need to make progress on the beef safeguard.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.